Thanks so much for tuning in to the Moonee Ponds Baptist Church podcast. Here we upload our weekly teachings that happen every Sunday at our 10 a.m. service. If we can help you in any way, feel free to reach out to us and check out our website at mpbc.org.au.
This reading comes from Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
Thank you, Shreddy, for that reading. It's a very familiar psalm, isn't it? But it has so much in it for us. Well, greetings to everyone. It's so good to see so many of you have come out today with all that rain. Karen up at the back told me, that's not rain. You got to be in Queensland. That's rain. But it was pretty heavy all the same, wasn't it? Anyway, welcome. Greetings to all of you. And to those of you who are watching by live streaming, it's glad to have you along too. It's be really good if you can join in wherever you are. Sing along with us, laugh along with us, take communion with us if you've got your own ready at the end of the service. This morning I had a message from Pastor Ian. He's having a really hard time sitting in his tent up on the Burgong High Plains, just looking out over the beauty of nature and really enjoying it. But he sends you his greetings. He's thinking of us and praying for us too. Do you remember the first time when you were a little kid and you went up onto the high diving board and you had to jump in? And you were not one of those kids who was a really reckless daredevil kid, but you were the sort that thought, oh, will I or won't I? It's really high up here, but I don't want to make a fool of myself and go backwards and show everybody I've really got a big yellow cowardly heart. Or do you remember the first time you took your car out by yourself after you got your license? Perhaps it wasn't your car, perhaps it was your dad's car, and you're just feeling, oh, I hope everything goes all right. Or I've watched this happen too with a class of school kids, where they've gone to the zoo and the snake handler comes out with this big python and walks around and says to all the children, just feel how beautiful it is. And you can see on the looks of their faces, some of them are saying, that's the last thing I want to do. And some of them are saying, oh, I'd love one of these for a pet myself. Actually, I've got a boy who's got two great pythons as pets at home. I don't like going anywhere near them, actually. But if you're into snakes, I guess they're rather beautiful. There are some things that we look at and we know we have to do them, but we're really scared. And I thought, today is a bit like that, as we come to the first Sunday in a new year. What will this new year be like? Thinking back at this time last year, we could never have imagined what 2020 was going to bring, could we? And so we're a bit apprehensive as we stand today on the verge of this new year and wonder whatever it is going to happen. We remember still those people who were going through a drought and then were hit with those terrible bushfires at this time last year. And then after that came the rains, and some of them had floods as well. And then after that were hit by COVID. What a year it's been for people, and we must never forget them. But As we stand here as a community at Moonee Ponds today, let's turn the page into a new year. We've got so many questions, haven't we? Can we do this or that? Will we be able to whatever it is? What will it be like as we go through this year and we want to whatever it is? Have you got those questions going around in your mind too? But as we do this, as we turn the page, we can look at some certainties that we've learned throughout this year. And these certainties answer the question, well, at the end of that year, what have we learned? I'd like to share with you a few things that we have learned. First of all, we've learned that God is absolutely faithful. Have you found that this year? As you've faced all sorts of challenges, that in them, God has been absolutely faithful. The second thing I learned, that God is not bound or limited by things like pandemics or crises or disasters. But somehow, in the midst of all of that, he makes a way. And I love the weeks that Pastor Ian have talked to us about keeping our eyes on Jesus and not on the storms and the waves. So we see that he's not bound by the limits that limit you and me. And then the third thing that I've learned this year is how amazingly creative God is in giving us solutions to problems. For instance, last year, we had no pastor this time of the year. The search committee had been looking for ages, but nothing. But during the year, we now have a pastor. Not only a pastor, we have a youth pastor as well. And not only that, just to add that icing on the cake, we have an administrator who can stand by those, the leaders, the deacons, the pastor, all those who need that administrative skills that perhaps they don't have, but there Rachel is. And you know the amazing thing about it, that I think, that God provided these solutions to our problems from within our own community. We advertise widely for all of those positions. But you know, God had creatively placed them in our community and we didn't even know it until suddenly he revealed what his plan was. And I thought that was absolutely amazing. Another thing was, last year we had no services. What were we going to do? And suddenly live streaming became the creative solution to that. And so people at home today are watching. People we don't even know throughout Australia, even overseas. And they're sharing with you and me as we think about God's word together. And then no meetings. We can't meet and have our Bible studies or our leaders' meetings or our deacons' meetings or all of this sort of stuff. And suddenly we discovered Zoom. And Zoom brought us into our own homes, but we could still see each other. Well, it has its limitations. It's really great that in the winter we didn't have to go out on the cold nights and heat up the church and go home in the rain. We could just sit in our kitchens and share with each other there. So that has a lot of side effects that I think might carry on in lots of ways. And then lots of us didn't have very much in the way of technology skills, did we? But, you know, we were given an opportunity to learn these things. As someone came alongside us and showed us, this is how you do it. Max showed us a few things of, this is how you do odds and ends. And some of you others have been like that. Nathan's been kept busy by all these people who didn't know how to do it. And he's walked them through it and showed us what to do. So we've had the opportunity to learn. And you know, as I quote the Prime Minister, how good is that? Yeah. But still, we get a bit nervous in these situations all the same. So here we stand. Did you watch the film, The King's Speech? Were you impressed by that king, a reluctant king, somebody who'd battled all his life with a terrible stammer? And you remember, perhaps from the film, how in 1939, at Christmas time, when London and Coventry were being bombed and the children for London were being evacuated to keep them safe. Imagine those little kids being taken from their mum and dad to sent to somewhere safe. Imagine the parents, how would you feel if your children were taken off for their own good to some safe place? And the king has to then give a message to the British Empire at that time. What's he going to say? Do you remember that wonderful speech, don't you? Perhaps we could have it up. And this is what he said, quoting a poem by Minnie Louise Haskins. He said, "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light and safer than a known way.'" I've always loved that. And so today, I'm going to challenge you and challenge myself as an individual and as a church that we do just that. We put our hand in God's hand and we go on into the darkness, trusting him to lead us in the safe way. Let's go for a walk with God and find out what he has for us. As I was thinking about that, I looked up at my new calendar on the wall. And it had an assistance dog sitting there, all ready to go for a walk. He's just sitting there waiting, like your dog and mine does when they're ready to go for a walk and you're taking forever to get going. And the little saying on the top was, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started." And it's true, isn't it? The dogs think, will they ever be ready to go? And so for you and me, as we come to the beginning of the year, the secret to getting ahead is getting started. Okay, during the lockdown, we all went for lots of walks. Did you go for your hour a day walk to keep you fit and to keep you sane from being in the house all the time? We went on lots of walks, my dog and me, during the walk down. You know, I had a favourite walk. Do you have a favourite walk? Yeah, I thought you probably would. And on this favourite walk with me is a favourite tree. I was reminded last night as I flicked the telly over and here was Julie Andrews singing to the kids about my favourite things, you know. This is my favourite thing. This tree. You can see the tree there. It's not particularly beautiful in any special way. It's sort of skinny and it stands there with not much else around about it. It's open to the weather in every direction, north, south, east, west. It stands on the top of the escarpment. Some of you will know it. It's on the Lily Street Reserve. I tell you, this tree has the best view in Melbourne. If it starts from the east, it can see the Dandenongs, and it sweeps around to the city and then past High Point and the old defence sites. It can see the Westgate Bridge and the docks, and then it sweeps around to Avondale Heights and East Keela. And in the foreground, from the escarpment, it can see the river meandering along. I tell you what, on fireworks night, not this last year, but usually, it has the best view in Melbourne of the fireworks. You can see everything from there. It's been one of the best kept secrets in Melbourne, but people are starting to find out about it now. And so we even have police directing the traffic. But it's a wonderful view there. This tree sees the night skies, sees the full moon, and it sees the conjunction of the planets on December the 21st with the Christmas star. Did you see it? No, it was cloudy, wasn't it? But we heard about it. This tree can see all of those things. It sees the sunrise every morning, and it sees the most magnificent sunsets in the west because there's nothing to block it out. It sees it when the sun is low and the sky is pink and red and golden in the sunset. And it reflects off the city, off the tower, and it looks as if the Eureka Tower is actually on fire. And the other buildings too, it's like the film, The Towering Inferno. And then when you look and you see the reflection in the river of what the city is and what the sunset is. And this tree stands taking in these magnificent views. How many of us see this? You know, it happens most nights, but we're too busy to see it, aren't we? But this tree takes it all in. This tree sees the little eagles soaring above the precipices and above the escarpment, just soaring, never once flapping their wings up and down until the cheeky little magpie lark comes and attacks it. This tiny little bird will attack it and drive it away because it's getting too close to its nest. And you see this happening. It watches this play. It sees people, dogs, bikes. Never seen so many dads on bikes as it had during last year. And then, best of all, this tree stands there in the open and it sees the weather and it sees the seasons come and go. In the summer, that hot north wind that blasts you and dries you out. And in the autumn, it sees the beauty of the changing trees. In the spring, when the grass has turned green again, and it sees the little magpie family and mum and dad teaching the little magpies how to behave, what to do, where to go to look for food. But you know, I love this tree best of all in the winter, and especially when there's been a storm or there's been lots of rain. And actually, it was a bit like this last night. Why? Why would you like it in the winter? Because when you go past in the winter and the storm has been and the rain has battered it, there's the most beautiful aroma of lemon-scented gum. Do you know it? Have you smelt it? And you've sometimes been down and you will pick up a leaf and break it. And you have that beautiful perfume of the lemon-scented gum. And when I look at this tree, I say, Lord, this tree is a parable. Do you see parables all around you in nature? Where God will say to you, this is what it's like, Dawn. When you see this tree, this is what I want you to be like as one of my children. I want you to be able to stand firm, no matter what the season in. We sing the song, Beck, don't we? All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. And so I hear the voice of the Spirit say to me, I want my children to be like that tree. And when life is really tough, that's when my beauty, that's my aroma, can flow out to people who don't know about me and to those who do, to encourage them on their way to trust me. Broken leaves, do you sometimes feel broken? That's when God's grace is able to reach out to you and then flow over to other people as well. Lord, I really want to be like that tree. Do you? I think you do. How can it be? How am I going to do that, Lord? And God says, well, come on a different journey with me. Come while I take you to my word, because it's all there. I'll show you how. And I remember Jesus saying, when he was using parables, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. So I wonder if we can listen to what the tree has to say to you and me today. We go to Psalm 1 that Judy read to us, and this is what we find there. We find the secret to a fruitful, flourishing life. Say that a few times quickly. And we find it starts off blessed. What does that mean? Happy, favoured, fortunate, joyful, all of those things, but they don't quite get it, do they? Blessed is deeper than all of that. And God said, people who are blessed like this, I want you to notice a few things about them as I teach you the parable of this tree. First of all, have a look at the company they keep. The psalm tells us, look at the company that I'm telling you not to keep. Have a look where they walk. Have a look where they stand. Have a look where they sit. People who are blessed are very careful where they go to get advice, where they go to make decisions, where they go to try and find directions. God says, don't go down that path in verse 1. Don't walk in the counsel of the wicked. Don't stand in the way of sinners. And don't sit in the seat of mockers, those who would mock me. So where do we go when we want advice? Do we go to the social media? So many different kinds, I get bamboozled. But yeah, that's a good place. People go there, I think. Or do we go to the news channels, where this one says this and this one says this, and in the end you're so confused? Do you go to the radio? Do you go to your national leaders and they can't agree either? Or do you go to your friends? All of these things? Or is there somewhere else we can go? And that's what the psalm tells us. This person, this blessed person, his delight is in the law of the Lord. What's delight? Delight is something that, first of all, I always think it's something you eat, because there's a lot of things that you get delight in eating, but delight in people that you love, or people that you're getting to know and you really feel a connection. Or delight with what you love to do. So God says, delight in my word. How are we going to do that? Well, I think as we go to read our Bibles each day, Lord, what will you show me about yourself today in your word? There's always something there. Is there something, Lord, that you want to whisper to me with that still, small voice? Or is there something you want to shout at me because you've shown me this so many times but I haven't really got it? Or is there something that you want to show me about myself and your purpose for my life? Or is there something you want to show me about my Saviour and my walk with him and his great love for me? Use a reading plan. Do anything you can, but delight in the law of the Lord. And perhaps you say, well, it's not really like that with me when I go to read the Bible. I find it a bit hard. But you know, it's amazing what happens when you say, Lord, teach me. Teach me how to get delight. And if I need help, bring it along for me in some of your amazing coincidences that you do. You know, I was reminded this morning, actually, about our mobile phones. Now, they're absolutely terrific while they've still got a battery charge in them, aren't they? But they're absolutely useless to us when we look at that little gauge at the top and it's down to red and we've got down to 2%, and so our phone becomes useless. And it made me think, unless we can plug it in and recharge it, then it's useless. It made me think, that's how you and I are as people of God. Unless we're really plugged in to our Saviour, plugged in by delighting in His Word, we really won't be much use to the Lord. But when we're plugged into His power, He can use us in so many ways that we couldn't imagine. I don't know half of what this can do. I'm a very basic phone user. And you know, we're like that too. We have so much potential when we're plugged in and it becomes God at work, not just me. So God's truths then will be in our minds. The psalm says, where is it? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law he meditates day and night. Does that mean we just sit down and don't do anything all day but just read the Bible and do nothing? I don't think that's very practical, and God is super practical. But it just means that whatever we're doing, that time that we spend with God will always be there in the back of our thinking, helping us with our decision makings, and always having God's principles and precepts there ready for us to use in the decisions that we're going to make. You know, what about this tree? This tree flourishes. It's planted by the rivers of water, down by the stream. Not that the Maribyrnong River is much use to my favourite tree, stuck up on the top of that hill, because it's a saltwater river to start with. But it gets plenty of rain anyway. But the principle of the tree having its roots going deep down into the stream of God Himself is the principle that keeps us yielding fruit in its season. Its leaf doesn't wither, and whatever it does prospers. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a millionaire or make a load of money, but it does mean that in God's economy, in the light of eternity, you will prosper in the way that God wants you to go. Because the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly will pressure. You know, this is true for you and for me. I think it's precious that God puts in at the end that He knows the way of the righteous. He knows your way. He knows my way. He knows the way of the church. And everything that I've been saying is so true as an individual. But you know, it's just as true as God, by His sovereign choices, has brought us all together in this church for a reason. You're important. Each one of us is important because you're part of the blend that God has brought together. And He purposes to use Moonee Ponds Church for His purposes, as individually we be like this tree. But what about as a congregation? How can we do this together as a congregation? You know, we have a constitution which gives us guidelines of the way how this church can be well run. And at the end of the constitution, there's a little thing called the church covenant. And it used to be that at the beginning of the year, the people in the church would think about this covenant, this promise that they make to God and to one another, that this is how we will behave towards each other, towards the church, towards the community, and most of all towards God himself. And with Pastor Ian's permission, I thought it would be a great way to start the year. If you and I could, when it comes up on the screen, could, with your masks on too, but you can still say it with your masks on, if we could go through this church covenant, taking our time, reading each parish slowly with a little pause in between, and we could make this promise to God and to each other that this is the way Moonee Ponds Baptist Church will behave during 2021. I'm a long way behind, aren't I? So can we have that up on the screen? Can you see that okay? I think it would be really fitting if we could stand as we make a promise to God. Will you read it with me, keeping in walking pace with me too, so we go slowly. Okay, let's start. Believing that God has led us by his Spirit to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in profession of our faith, has united us together in the fellowship of this church. We covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit to walk and work together in Christian love, watching over and praying for and encouraging one another, guarding each other's reputation, bearing each other's burdens, sharing each other's joys and sorrows, cultivating Christian courtesy and sympathy, being slow to take offence, and ready always for reconciliation. Take a moment to think about that. Okay, secondly, we covenant prayerfully. Have we got the next one? Is it there? Okay. We covenant prayerfully to seek together the extension of God's kingdom and the building up of Christ's seeking the growth of our church in knowledge and holiness, bringing others into the life of the church, using our gifts in worship and service through our church, being loyal in attendance, contributing to the support of our church as God prospers us, meeting need in Christian love of our church in the community. We covenant to assist in the spread of the gospel of Christ at home and around the world, seeking the salvation of our families, our friends, our neighbours, and those about us, walking with integrity before the world, acting kindly and justly to all, endeavouring by purity of heart and goodwill to all people to exemplify and command our faith, being ready to give an answer to those who seek the reason for our hope, supporting those who go from us as missionaries or such other Christian activities as the church may, did we miss that one? May decide. Okay, the last bit. We covenant to maintain our own personal devotional life, studying God's word diligently, being constant in prayer, nurturing our children in the faith by personal example and precept. And the last bit, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for strength, I promise that I will strive to do whatever he would have me to do. Thank you. Be seated. Let's just close with a moment's prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity to look forward to whatever you would have us to do in the new year. Help us to walk with our hand in yours personally and as a church and community. In Jesus' name, amen.